Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Announcer Man Vaughn, who's been with us for nearly 20-plus years as well. Yeah. Thanks for joining us here on another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor alongside Bob Casper. Dave Glauser is our producer. Our Twitter handle is at Real Golf. You can download our show via podcast where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. And we appreciate those of you who are joining us live each and every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 Mountain Time here on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. It is the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and it's a big one. It's a signature event. There's a lot of money on the table. Just think about it this way, Bob. There's $20 million this week, $25 million next week. That's a lot of cheddar to be out there chasing your golf ball for, huh?
Ooh, and the guys that win, like Scottie Scheffler did last year.
How about back-to-back?
Yeah, he won back-to-back, and that can make your bank account pretty healthy pretty fast.
Yeah, I think he was like almost $10 million over those two, yeah, which is crazy.
That's right.
And then, of course, that propelled him into his position for the tour championship, which yielded another
25.
I'll take the whole purse, Johnny. Thank you very much.
I'll take it all.
Yeah. So, hey, we got lots to talk about. We got the commissioner's comments that he made with Rich Lerner on Golf Central earlier this week, talking about a potential deal with LIV, where it stands, or as we might interpret it, where it doesn't stand. It's pretty interesting. We'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. We also have to hit some Ryder Cup rankings, Bob. It's just early enough that we need to start thinking about this, because if you're looking at the winners, I do appreciate what Joe Highsmith did last week. 64-64 on the weekend on that golf course. Despite Jake Knapp hitting a 59 in round number one, that was not an easy golf course. And 64-64 on the weekend was phenomenal. Joe Highsmith gets the dub. So when you start looking at that, you say, okay, great. But where are the Americans stacking up here? Because I'm seeing a whole lot of promise for Team Europe right now based on early results on the PGA Tour. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. Players preview next week, Bob. TPC Sawgrass.
Yep.
A whole lot of railroad ties.
Yep. Yeah, as Don January used to say, that's the only golf course I know that can burn down.
We will hit it all next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. We'll look forward to the players coming up and talk a little more about the Arnold Palmer, but it is nice to have this stretch of tournaments coming up on the PGA Tour, Bob. Feels like it just really gets after it this week. It is going to be difficult out there. The wind, the conditions, the firmness, and everything, the way they set Bay Hill up now can be very, very difficult, and winds expected to continue throughout the weekend. We've got a good field. You got Scottie Scheffler looking to go three in a row. Then the Players, same thing at the Players next week. So a lot of good things. One of the things that, and then you got Players, and then you're followed by Innisbrook, right? So you got three really strong tournaments leading up to a couple in Texas, and then, of course, at the Masters. So everyone's paying attention right now. This is a really, really good time for professional golf. One of the things that came out this week is Rich Lerner on Golf Channel spent some time early in the week talking with Jay Monahan on set from Live From and Golf Central there at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And I thought Rich did a great job. The wind was howling. Their hair was blowing all over the place, except for Rich's. Rich has stayed really, like, he must use more hairspray, but
hairspray.
I'll tell you, watching that was really uncomfortable the way Jay Monahan stood up there. You and I both have listened to a lot of people stand up, heads of organizations and whatnot. And you just go, wow, that guy took some real tough questions. He handled it like a champ. And I'm buying what he's selling, and I have all confidence behind that guy. I know it's a tough time, but I got a lot of confidence. And then there's others that you sit and listen to and you're like, I don't get the feeling that he's really telling us what's going on. He's telling us what he wants us to think, but it doesn't feel like what he wants us to think is exactly what's happening. So I'm not sure how you felt, Bob, listening to that, but, well, we're going to play a couple of cuts, but what were your thoughts just on overall listening to Monahan with Rich Lerner?
It was hard to listen to. I was very uneasy listening to it. Almost like he was trying to pick and choose his words, and I was uncomfortable. So, I don't know. We're in a position right now that a lot of people are saying they'd like to see the unification of the game. It's been a part too long. You're hearing stuff from both sides, but then when you get the commissioner on and he doesn't look like he's committed or actually understands or knows what's going on, that's tough to listen to.
Yeah, he understands that there is a group of fans, certainly, and there's obviously other sponsors and a lot of influential, you know, forces that want to bring everybody back together.
Yep. Okay?
They want to see Bryson back, Rom, you know, go down the list, whatever. They want things to be, let me tell you, things are never going back to the way they were.
No.
We talked about this on the show years ago. When you make this fracture, it splits up the game. And I always contended that golf was a small enough pie that it couldn't afford to split up the stars. There wasn't that many to begin with. When you start, right. When you and I went down this road a few weeks ago, when you look at the number of actual superstars and stars that are out there in any sport, quite frankly, I mean, pick a sport and how many times are you tuning in, you know, over the years to watch the NFL because Patrick Mahomes was playing or because, you know, Aaron Rodgers was playing or Peyton Manning or go whatever, right? Like there's guys that just kind of draw. And if there's not somebody out there with some sort of name recognition, as a casual fan, you might skip through. When Tiger was playing, people watched, even non-golf fans would watch. Okay, so how do you replace Tiger? You don't. But then all of a sudden you've got maybe, as they said in Moneyball, you replace them in the aggregate. Okay, so then you add up the Rorys and the Spieths and the, you know, Schefflers and all these guys together, and maybe in the aggregate, John Rahm was a part of that, you know, group. Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. That in the aggregate, you could recreate Tiger Woods, but you got to have them all in a sense. Yeah. And so we've gone down this road for a few years. There's going to be a framework. Well, okay, now there's going to be this. Now there's going to be that. Well, what about if the players are going to be unhappy when players come back and they didn't go and take the bag and were able to come back and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole mess to kind of sort through here. And I just don't see how it all really just magically, hey, we've got an agreement. We're all back together. Everything's good. Like, I just don't, that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And so at some point in time, I feel like, Bob, they need to just say, look, this is never really going to be. We're going to let LIV do their thing. And if people want to come back to the PGA Tour, here's your qualification process. Qualify, come back on the PGA Tour. And if you qualify and you make it, you're in. Like, I kind of think they just need to do that, and it eliminates everything. Like, if you leave an organization, you don't just automatically walk back in. You know, there's some sort of process to get back in. Yep. And I think you have to go through that. In a business, it's a hiring process. In a league, it's a qualification process. Now, maybe you say if somebody's over in Europe, it's simply a professional basketball player is playing in Europe. He simply signs a contract with an NBA team. He comes over to the NBA. And if the NBA cuts him or he chooses at the end of his contract to bail, that's, you know, these guys aren't contracted. That's the difference. But, you know, they can kind of switch around to teams and so forth. But I kind of want to feel some confidence coming out of the commissioner that says, look, we're working on something, but we're confident in what we're doing right now. We'd love to have those guys back. They made a choice to leave. And if we can figure out a way to make that all transition, then great. But right now, this is what we're doing. And look, we've got, you know, guys like Joe Highsmith, you know, that maybe wouldn't have had that opportunity if it was just a stars only field.
Right. Right.
And now Joe Highsmith has a chance to prove himself, played some phenomenal golf over the weekend, a pair of 64s and wins. And now he's playing this week and he has a chance to go on and be a star, right? Brian Campbell the week before that.
Yes.
Some people will argue and say, well, Brian Campbell and Joe Highsmith aren't the reason why I want to tune in to the PGA Tour. I want to see Brooks and Rahm and, you know, Bryson and, you know, Rory and the whole nine yards. Well, yeah, of course everybody does, but the tour's never been that week. It's never been every single week you've had one of those guys at the top.
Right. So along with what you're saying, you know, it doesn't matter what the sport is, and you were naming figures in sport, basketball, football, that kind of thing. There's always the elite guys that everybody tunes in to watch. And there's always the supporting characters in whatever game they're playing. Basketball, football, professional golf. Okay. Case in point, the two guys that won the last 2 weeks. Okay. Scottie Scheffler, an elite player. Rory, an elite player. Okay. But there's supporting staff around them to make the game what it is. Now, yes, there are more on the PGA Tour of those guys that are elite players. And there's less now on LIV Golf that really factor into what people want to watch as far as the game is concerned and the guys that are mostly relevant. Now, having said that, if those guys want to come back into the PGA Tour, maybe you give them a road through the European Tour. Okay? Just like Brooks Koepka did originally. Maybe you give them a road there through the European Tour to get their card back. There is an opportunity for players to be able to play the European Tour or DP World Tour and be one of the top 10 guys to get their card and come back on the PGA Tour. Or the other possibility is to go through the Korn Ferry. Now, a guy like Dustin Johnson, who's lifetime exempt, what's he going to have to do to get back onto the PGA Tour? He's going to have to do something, whether he takes up his membership again, whether he pays some fines, whatever. Something's going to have to happen for a guy like that, that's a lifetime exempt guy that has 22 wins on the PGA Tour. There's a lot that is going to be unwrapped in this. And then now you throw the PIF in there, okay? Like you said, let's leave LIV the way it is and let those guys do whatever they want to do. Are we going to take money from PIF like we took money from the investment group to help bolster the PGA Tour and just make that a separate deal? I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I guess you could look at it that the players that started or that went over there to create the value of LIV got Yasser and the Public Investment Fund a seat at the table. And so if a deal gets done, they could claim some sort of finder's fee if you're looking at it from a deal business deal standpoint, right? So maybe their finder's fee is, hey, you let us back in. Because this public investment fund money that just got infused into the PGA Tour benefits everybody on tour astronomically.
Yes.
And we helped to do that. So let us in, let us back in. That's the caveat is we're not giving the money back that we took. That was our money for coming over here. But while we were over here, we were able to create something that enabled change that made all y'all richer. I mean, I think that's what they're going to say, right? Whether that happens or everybody agrees with that, I don't know. But there's so many things to talk about and unpack on this thing. The bottom line is, doesn't feel like, despite the meeting with Trump, I don't know that anything's necessarily closer because there's so many. The question that Rich asked was, is everybody aligned on vision? We just need to iron out the details. Or are we not aligned on vision? And then we'll hear what Monahan had to say. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do that next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you, talking about the interview that Rich Lerner, Golf Central, Golf Channel, did with the commissioner of the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan, earlier this week from the Arnold Palmer Invitational. They had some player meetings, and Jay was there, and it was just one-on-one. And it was really, really interesting stuff. We kind of touched on a few things. Let's hear now from Monahan. And again, the question that Rich Lerner asked is, are the two sides aligned in vision? And this was the response that that Jay had.
I go back to last week's meeting in the White House, and first of all, we're very thankful and grateful to President Trump for hosting that meeting. And I would say that, you know, if you look at the commentary coming out of it, we felt it was a very constructive meeting. The president himself commented on the fact that he's optimistic about a deal happening. Yasser himself said at the FII conference that he thought it was a good meeting. So, listen, it was a big step, and we're going to continue to move forward.
What did you learn there, Bob?
Nada. other than he was humming and hawing the whole way through.
And he actually sounded better because I cut that, you know, one bit out. So,
yeah.
I don't know what he's telling me there. I'm not sure. He's basically saying,
constructive.
Hey, you know what he
that
did?
Was it.
You know what he
the
did? Learned something. He learned something from Zelensky.
Constructive.
Yeah. He learned something from Zelensky. He said he was thankful and grateful that President Trump hosted the meeting. I don't want to get into politics there. But he said, Basically, President Trump thought it was a great meeting. And Yasser said in some meeting he was in that it was a great meeting. And we're going to just, you know, move forward. Move forward. If you were standing between where you're at right now and your destination 1,000 miles away and you took a step, you're moving forward.
You're moving forward.
But you're nowhere near where you're trying to get. Oh my goodness. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that was very
no, that was very non-answer.
Yes, exactly.
Roger that, Roger. So here is when I think Rich asked him, do you worry that you might put the best interests of the PGA Tour at risk based on what President Trump would want to do if he were kind of architecting the deal here? So that was Rich's kind of question that he had, which is an interesting one. Here's how he responded.
President Trump is, if you go back to his comments in November about the game needing to be, you know, under one tour with all the best players in the world playing on that tour, the conversations with him have been focused on reunification. And for us, 70% of our fans, when polled, have said that they look at reunification positively. Our fans, we know, want the best players playing together more often. So, you know, we're doing two things. We're going down that path with great commitment and conviction. And at the same time, for the reasons I stated earlier, Rich, we're focused on what we can control. And the tour continues to get stronger and stronger.
Okay. Yeah.
Reunification. Totally understand that. But how's that going to come about? You know, in any in any corporate deal or whatever, and we've seen it in politics, we've seen it in the past with the framework agreement with the PGA Tour and PIF and everything, you're going to come to an agreement, but then how are you going to work out the terms of that agreement, and how's it all going to benefit everyone in the aggregate as far as the players or the best players in the world and on the PGA Tour and probably, you know, LIV Golf as well. We're 2.5 years past that point, almost 3 years, and still nothing is even close to being done, in my opinion.
He said they're going down two paths. They're going down the path of, and he said, with great resiliency and commitment. Oh, okay. If you have to say it, I don't know if it's seems unnecessary to say, but he basically was trying to say that, yeah, we're actively and committed to going down this road of trying to get a deal done. But we're also working on what we've got. And then he went on to talk about, you know, how great the PGA Tour is and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying it's not. I agree. The PGA Tour is great. It is the greatest tour. But
yes,
it's just the answer. Like, I want to hear from him, like, yeah, I will follow you wherever you want to go. And I'm just not hearing that. So then the question came up from Rich. He said, well, Bryson says LIV's not going away and all this stuff. Where do you see a place for LIV under the PGA Tour umbrella?
Listen, I think that when you look at the PGA Tour...
Wait, can I start that over? What did you think there?
Listen,
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, sorry, let's listen to the whole thing.
Listen, I think that when you look at the PGA Tour umbrella at this point, I'm only going to speak... I've said what I'm going to say as it relates to, you know, where we are in our discussions. A lot of people are going to have a lot of opinions. But again, if you look at the PGA Tour and the strength of the PGA Tour, it's not surprising to anybody that players are, this is the place that they want to play.
Yes, I know. We know that's where play, but look, you have to know that question is coming. There is a 100% certainty that question is going to get asked and you start 100%. Off with.
Listen, I think that when you look at the PGA Tour umbrella at this point, I'm only going to speak. I've said what I'm going to say.
Okay.
What?
That means he doesn't know. He doesn't have an answer. How do you not have an answer for that?
Humming and hawing through that whole answer on that question means I don't have an answer. And I have no clue what's going
to
happen.
I just think you've got to be ready to just knock that one out of the park. Rich asked him some questions that I thought were really, like, I don't want to say tough, but, you know, really trying to find out. Like, I thought you could maybe label them tough. Like, they were direct, but he had to know. Those were questions. That was a softball. If anybody in the golf fan world or media world met Jay Monahan today, say you're standing in line waiting to get a soda, you're going to ask him, hey, are we close to a deal? Two, is there going to be a place for LIV under the PGA Tour? Like, how do you not have that? And in fact, not only how do you not have it, how are you not rehearsing it with a team of people, spinsters, that want to say, this is when that question gets asked, this is the message. And we're going to keep propagating this message over and over because this is how we want people to think. And for him to just be like, gosh, it surprises me. That's all. And again, this is not, I don't mean to make this a whole segment about ripping on Jay Monahan. I don't really know Jay. I've just listened to him the same way all of you all have listened to him. And I'm just making an analysis that this is a big, big deal. Like, this is not, I'm just trying to get a sale this month, or I'm trying to bring on a new sponsor for my team that I work for. This is a massive restructuring of a major sports organization.
Sports league. Yep.
This is not, league or whatever. This is next level stuff that you just expect would be handled a little bit with more confidence. Okay, so the last one.
And you'd expect the commissioner, like you said, to be able to address that and feel comfortable in what he was saying and portraying to the public.
Bottom line is, there's not a deal that's going to get done anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Didn't you say you read a comment that he already said it's not? There's not going to be any announcement at the players next week?
There's not going to be any announcement. No. Nope.
Well, based on Rich Lerner's interview with him this couple days ago, that's pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
That's very clear. Yeah. Now, I get it. There's a lot of moving parts. I'll give you some grace on that. But as long as this thing's drawn out, whew, you know, I'll tell you this. You sit at Augusta and they have the chairman's press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few times where he talks around it a little bit. But I'll tell you what, man, he is prepared. He knows what questions are coming.
Yep.
And he gives concise answers that everybody is, you know, like, there's no like potential for ifs, buts, or whatever. Right. This is the way it is. This is the law, if you will.
Well, and maybe the thought is, and this thought just occurred to me, Piff has put $5 billion into the LIV Golf League. $5 billion. Okay. Contracts are going to be coming up for renegotiation coming soon. We already know that in their investments in sport, they're going to be reducing 15% of what their outlay is going to be. Are they going to keep pumping money into LIV, or is this showing, you know, let's just wade this thing out? I don't know what's going on right now, but without saying it, we're just going to wait this thing out and see what happens or what transpires in the next year or so. And, you know, maybe that's why the non-commitment. In the meantime, let's just keep on going. Let's keep our guys happy. Let's keep the game where it's at right now, and we'll make some changes in the tour championship or whatever and trying to speed up play. But, you know, not a lot's going to happen between now and the end of the year with the PIF and LIV Golf.
You know what I keep thinking about is Mike Wann, USGA CEO.
Yeah.
Or John Bodenhammer, the chief championships officer. When you get those guys up there and they start getting asked questions, there's times when Mike doesn't know all the, like, it's maybe a controversial thing and he wants to be careful about what he says, or it might be in the middle of a negotiation, so he has to be a little careful. But when he starts going, like, he might dance around it just a little, but then his answer, when he gets going, it's like,
oh yeah,
it's almost it's a motive. You come away from it motivated almost, you know, even if that wasn't the intent. Right. And so I just think that kind of confidence that oozes from certain people is, I'm not seeing that yet out of the commissioner. So, we'll see. Bottom line, I don't think a deal is getting done anytime soon, and we're going to have to wait and see how it all shakes out. There's still so many questions. Would I like to see a reunification? Yes. I didn't want to see it breaking up in the first place. So find a way to get everybody together. At some point, somebody's going to have to fall on their sword for the good of the fans. And everybody there's plenty of money to go around with if this all worked out, the Public Investment Fund would be infusing cash into the PGA Tour. And the current commercial entity has already infused cash into the PGA Tour. There's a lot of money to go around. Go out and get it. Come back and play. I think everybody's got to start at this point, put some stuff behind them, and let's just go forward, because this continues to be a distraction into what should otherwise be a large discussion around some great golf and opportunities and tournaments coming up over the next month.
Yep, I agree. We're going to see a majority of them all together in the majors this year. And those are the four times every year and possibly the Ryder Cup that you can see those guys.
Take a break. More of the show coming up next.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weisskopf Championship Designed Golf Course is next level, with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Let's go out to Orlando and the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. Adam Shupax, the senior golf writer for Golf Week, has been covering the game for a long time. Good friends of ours. Adam, how you doing?
Doing great. Love this week. Probably my favorite golf tournament to cover all year.
Okay.
Love Arnie's place.
With that, tell us why. I mean, we got to hear it.
Well, you know, I have a really good reason. I met my wife at this tournament. So
wow.
For that alone, I owe it to Mr. Palmer. So I kind of have to say this event is pretty special to me.
That's so wait cool. A minute. So did Arnold introduce you, or how did that go?
Indirectly. So 10 years ago, 2015, I was invited to a luncheon that Arnold Palmer was going to attend. And, you know, usually when Arnie comes to events, he stays, he hangs out, he loves to spend time with the media. He was one of the best of any player ever with the media. So I decided to go to this thing, and he's late. So we're just sitting around having lunch. I'm sitting with Jeff Rude and Steve DiMeglio and Karen Kraus and Mike Collins at a table. And there was an empty seat next to me, and my now wife sat down there, and that's how we met. Mr. Palmer came. He talked for about 2 minutes, and then they whisked him away. Didn't even get to talk to him. I thought it was like one of the great bait and switches, but I did get to meet my wife out of it.
Well, I would say that worked
out.
That's
so cool.
That's really cool.
So tell us a little bit about this week. The players are saying this golf course is extremely tough this week with rough and with the speed of the greens and the firmness of the greens that, you know, this is a major championship style golf course.
Yeah, Keegan Bradley was the only player yesterday in the morning wave that shot in the 60s and shot 69. And he said, this course has changed so much since he started playing here. And he said he thinks it's the toughest course on tour. It used to be Torrey Pines that he would say that for. But, you know, Bay Hill, you know, it does have four par fives. So there's some of them can occasionally be gettable depending on the wind. But, you know, this course requires some real precision. And if you're off by a little bit, it's a fun course because it's like perfect for Arnie because it's got that risk reward if you pull off the shot, you know, you're going to make some eagles. You're going to make, you can make a bunch of birdies. But if you make a mistake, you're going to pay the price. There's a ton of water on this course. And as you mentioned, the rough, particularly juicy this year. The greens are rock hard. And, you know, Wyndham Clark, who's one of the leaders at this moment, he called the course, you know, borderline over the top. They're close to losing. So I think they put a little bit of water down yesterday to try to protect against that happening because they knew the wind was coming. But, yeah, the scoring's definitely better today. Sepp Straka shot 66. Jason Day, 64. Really good score. He had a 76 the first day. So the course is a little more gettable today. But still, we got 8-under leading, and the cut's going to probably be around 4-over.
Adam Shupak joining us here from the API out in Orlando. What about this signature event? If you're a PGA Tour event, you want to be a signature event. That's kind of how you quote-unquote guarantee the biggest names. This year was a little bit of controversy coming in because some of those biggest names didn't qualify. So you don't have them in the field, speaking of Spieth and Fowler and a couple of the guys. What's your take on these smaller fields, these limited field events? And do you think that it is accomplishing what the Tour had hoped?
I don't really like them. I think they should have, you know, more like 100 or somewhere between 100 and 120 players. I think it's more competitive that way. I think you're losing a lot of guys. In this case, you know, Ricky and Jordan didn't qualify. They didn't get the sponsor invites. Wrote about that last week. I like to see a cut. The three events that have the tournament namesakes involved, you know, Jack's Place and Memorial and the Genesis with Tiger's involvement there as the tournament host. Those three events of the eight signatures, they do have cuts. But, you know, it just, it feels a little more like LIV at these signature events to me. Still playing 72 holes, but I just think, you know, Friday matters more when there's a cut and there's the guaranteed money. It changes things. It makes it a little different. I think it's better meritocracy this way, having to earn your way in. Yeah, it's been bringing the top guys together, but I think the $20 million, if you had a 120-man field, I think it'd still fill it up just fine.
Yeah, and, you know, this week, 72 players, a bunch of the signature events, most of them are about this amount. But yet the cut line is much shorter in this event, 50 in ties this week at the API. Have they talked about it being just the standard 65 in ties like they normally do for events on the PGA Tour?
At the signature events? That would be eliminating, you know, seven guys. I think this is kind of silly as it is. Just having taken it down to 50 isn't much, but it, you know, if you're not within 10 strokes, you know, I think it's fair to have a cut. And, you know, these guys shouldn't be getting guaranteed money and the guaranteed points especially when the points are so elevated here. If you're in this field, you have such an advantage. If you finish in the top 50, you got to play pretty badly to fall out of the top 50 or the top 70, and, you know, that gets you into at least the first playoff event next year. You just have a huge advantage by getting to play in the signature event. So, yeah, I think we've had some really good competitions. Like Pebble Beach was great. With seeing Rory and Shane and some guys duking it out, and same with Genesis. I thought Genesis was a really exciting back nine. But, you know, you do miss a little bit of like that David and Goliath, that it was fun. The previous, you know, before the signatures, you had the elevated events, which were slightly larger fields. And, you know, you had Nick Taylor trying to take down Scotty and John Rahm. That was fun to have, you know, kind of that the little guy who can, you know, step up and prove that he belongs. It's fun to see that story. You get it a little bit in some of the other events we had the last 2 weeks, Joe Highsmith and Brian Campbell showing just how good, you know, these guys that we maybe don't know a lot about who are coming up through the Korn Ferry Tour or, you know, plugging away and taking a couple of years to, you know, maybe make their presence felt. If they get a few more chances, who knows what they can do.
Adam Shupak, Golf Week, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. You wrote about the business side of the game, and you know, Jay Monahan was there on hand. He was talking. I watched the Rich Lerner Golf Channel interview as well. What is your opinion? It feels to me, and Bob and I have been talking about it on the show, that the commissioner's not exuding a ton of confidence that really anything is going to happen towards a deal. And I guess there's still some question as to, here's from some of the other players' comments on whether or not there needs to be one. What's your whole take on this, and how much of the energy this week is being sucked up by this whole uncertain deal with Liv?
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are getting tired of having to listen to this. I mean, they're supposed to be, you know, the framework agreement in June 23, and here we are, you know, nearly getting close to a year and a half later, and still nothing. It's more than a year and a half later, getting close to 2 years. It just seems like they haven't made any progress, and every time it feels like they are, something seems to be happening. Rory said, you know, it takes two to tango, and that made it sound like somebody, either one of the sides, and maybe it's the pimp, from just trying to parse through the words. Somebody's keeps pulling back because it I think there were some reports that it was very imminent, and then I don't think things from some of the talk that I've been hearing around the tour from people with, you know, knowledgeable people about what's going on, telling me it didn't go that swimmingly the last time Donald Trump got them together last week, and they don't have a scheduled meeting yet. Jay said that's partially because of how busy they are. Both leagues have tournaments, big tournaments coming up. But I always thought that they were going to hopefully have something done by the Players Championship, and Jay said that's probably not going to happen. So I think the fact that Donald Trump's been involved, it is productive, and I think the DOJ was going to be a big holdup during the previous administration, and maybe now it won't be. So there's that, but nothing. I don't know. You know, Rory made the point that he didn't think things were that much closer. He's not in those actual meetings right now, but I'm sure he's got some pretty good intel. He's talking to Tiger. He's talking to. He's interested. He's got a lot at stake in all of this, and it feels like, you know, it'll be something. They're not going to do this if they don't have it done before the Players. They're not going to do it at the Masters. So it just feels like it's hard to say when something's really going to happen. And I think that, you know, basically some of the numbers that have been coming out with the tour shared. The deals that they've been making, it seems like they're doing just fine, even though there is all this uncertainty. So business is pretty good right now for the PGA Tour. I think the idea of getting the game reunified is a big objective, but if it has to go in separate directions, I think that can work. It seems like that's working regardless of how there is definitely some apathy over all the greed in the game, and people do want to, I think, genuinely do want to see the best players play together more than just four times a year.
You know, this next week is a big event for the PGA Tour. It's basically their marquee event other than the playoffs and the Tour Championship down at the end of the year. But this is the big event for the PGA Tour there at TPC Sawgrass. What do you think about the event, and who do you think is probably going to be the guys that you need to look at as far as the Players is concerned and it going into next week?
The Players, the flagship. I love watching them come to that event every year and try to take on, you know, Pete Dye's House of Horrors. It can be it can be gettable if the wind doesn't blow and the conditions are a certain way, but man, it can play tough and it will expose any weakness in your game. Gotten some great champions there over the years. I mean, Scotty's going for the three-peat. Nobody had ever repeated. He did it last year. Now he's going to try a three-peat. You know, he hasn't played that great yet. So I think, you know, his game is probably the best suited for that course and everything that it demands. I really like the way Colin Morikawa's been playing. He's you know, hanging around on the leaderboard here at Bay Hill right now. And Justin Thomas feels like he's trending right now. And, you know, he's due to get back in the winner's circle. And I certainly like how he's been playing so far this season. He feels like he's getting close to getting back on top. And, you know, it's been a bit of a stretch for him. Missed the FedEx Cup 2 years ago in the playoffs. And then last year, definitely, you know, a much more solid year. But again, you know, they didn't pick him for the President's Cup, and he hasn't had a win since the 20, the PGA more than 2 years ago now at Southern Hills. So he's won before in 2021. He's a 2021 champ there. I think he could be a tough guy there if he can get it going. He's putting so much better, and I think that is going to make a huge difference for him.
Hey, Adam, we appreciate it. Before we let you go, we remember Arnold Palmer there at Bay Hill, but we also remember our good buddy Jeff Babineau. I know he loved that event as well. I'm sure you've been thinking about him as well this week.
Yeah, we would always walk here at Bay Hill. You know, Orlando was his home, and we spent, you know, Golf Week with State headquarters were along here, and, you know, he and Mr. Palmer had a great friendship. I know that one of his favorite sporting memories is getting to go to La Trobe and spend a weekend up there with Arnie. Yeah, lots of thoughts about Babs this week. I've got a seat in his honor here right in the front this week, and everybody's thinking about Babs.
That's so cool. I love that the tributes continue, and I'm sure it'll be nice there at Augusta when we all convene there in about a month's time as well. Hey, Adam, thanks so much, man. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Can't wait to see you in Augusta.
Yep. Thanks so much. Adam Shupak joining us Golf Week. Check him out. He's a great writer. Really appreciate him taking some time there. That'll do it for hour number one. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. March Madness is around the corner as we will see the best of the best of college men's and women's basketball face off for one team to be crowned. Auburn remains atop the pack in college men's basketball, but just lost as Texas A&M handed them a huge upset. A&M currently ranked 22. Rounding out the top five, Duke is at second, followed by Houston, Tennessee, and Florida. In women's college basketball, Texas is atop of the pack with a 29-2 overall record, followed by USC, UConn, UCLA, and South Carolina, finishing the top five. The Los Angeles Lakers are now 9-2 with Luka Doncic in rotation in their roster. Doncic had 32 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds in a Lakers overtime win against the Knicks, 113-109. Other games on the NBA scoreboard, the Bulls beat the Magic on the road, 125-123. Warriors out-netted the Nets, winning 121-119. Hawks get an at-home W against the Pacers, 124-118. Celtics take care of business against the 76ers, winning 123-105. And the Rockets blast off against the Pelicans, 109-97. To stay up to date in all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. And visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. The month of March is upon us, and like the tulips that bloom annually in early spring, items in the sports news seem to resurface at least once a year. And one of them is the subject of Pete Rose and his lifetime ban from the sport of baseball. News is that President Donald Trump has vowed to pardon Rose, who was permanently banned from baseball after an investigation uncovered he bet on baseball while acting as a player and manager of the Cincinnati Reds. Rose would be subsequently not charged for a crime for that, but would be found and pled guilty in 1990 to charges of filing false tax returns and would spend 5 years in prison. Rose's son Tyler said a presidential pardon would mean the world to the family and would help his father's legacy. And to be clear, a pardon will have no bearing on Rose's admittance into the Hall of Fame. A pardon will certainly throw new gasoline on a fire that has smoldered for decades. There are those who believe in second chances in life, and I do too. But those second chances, depending on the severity of the offense committed, don't guarantee you are put back in the position you were prior to your wrongdoing. And that's what pro-Rose Hall of Fame supporters want. This is purely about morals and character and nothing to do with statistics. Rose's performance on the field is Hall of Fame worthy beyond a doubt, but his betting on baseball while acting as a manager and player and failing to admit to it until it was too late is one of the big hang-ups here. Don't confuse the legality of sports betting with a reason of why Rose should be reconsidered. More than ever, the integrity of sports is under a microscope, and Rose bet on baseball while acting as a manager and a player, and that's a fact. Major League Baseball Rule 21D clearly states of Rose's ineligibility, and sidestepping that rule will cause Major League Baseball to lose all credibility. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. Such a pleasure to be with you. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Arnold Palmer Invitational this week. It's a good one. Tough golf course, good field. Should be a great finish coming up this weekend in Orlando. Next week, it's the Players Championship. We're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy. He'll give us a little preview on that. We'll talk some API. We'll talk some Arnold Palmer. And we will also talk about the slow play and Commissioner Monahan's comments about slow play and how they're going to address it, what they're hearing from the fans. So that's all coming up. By the way, this hour is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. At Black Desert Resort, you can stay at the hotel, even though they're still in a preview phase. Construction is ongoing. Grand opening will be coming up, but you can stay. You can play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, which is set to host the LPGA Tour coming up May 1st through the 4th. So just a few weeks away from the ladies coming to Black Desert. And of course, the PGA Tour returns to Black Desert in October as well. So play where the pros play. Stay at the all-new Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com. For more on tickets, pro-am opportunities, and the like, you can go to BlackDesertEvents.com to check that out. Bob, we got some good stuff to get to. Caddy and more. We got to hit a little bit on some Ryder Cup standings right now. Is it me, or does it just feel a little bit more like Europe is off to a stronger start than the Americans?
Well, of course they are off to a stronger start. We saw the guys that have won events early in this season so far, but now's the point in time where things really start to click as far as major championships are concerned, the Players Championship as well, as we get closer to that September timeframe for the Ryder Cup. So there's a lot of golf still left to play, a lot to transpire as far as the standings are concerned. And it will be interesting to see what happens with the guys that are currently at the top of the list, as well as the guys that are trying to break into the top six.
It feels like Scottie Scheffler's still trying to get going, doesn't it? Like, not that he's not playing good, but it just feels like he's ready to kind of like break out. And
I agree.
Yeah. And it might just be next week at the Players, a three-peat.
Yep.
A historical repeat last year, 3 in a row would be unheard of. That would be something to see if he can do that. And we'll be tuning in to watch. We'll get into more of that next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Brian and Bob back with you. Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Pleasure to have you alongside. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X, and also search Real Golf Radio or Golf Radio where your favorite podcasts are found. You can download us there or catch us, as you might be doing right now, live on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. Countdown to Augusta is on. We're excited about that. First, the Players coming up next week, followed by Innisbrook, a couple of Texas events, and then it is the Masters on CBS. A tradition unlike any other with Jim.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, can't wait for that. It's going to be great. Did you get the best feels when you go back there, knowing that your dad's... You know, your dad's legend is everywhere on that golf course.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like last year. It was an emotional week for me last year, just getting there and being on the course, and emotional also last year at Pinehurst, you know, with US Open victories under his belt and that kind of thing. So I'm sure it'll be part of the same again this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. Such a cool thing, no doubt about it.
Yep.
All right, Bob, this week, Bay Hill, before we jump into anything else, let's take a look at that leaderboard. And you know what? Everybody's talking about, well, you know, great for Joe Highsmith, but that doesn't really make me tune in. It's unfair. It's unfair to Joe Highsmith. He played awesome golf, shot 64-64. Jake Knapp, before he won last year, was a Joe Highsmith. And Jake Knapp went on to win. Was it last year or two years ago now? I get it all mixed up. But he kind of was a popular player. I think he won twice, if I'm not mistaken. And now here he was in contention, shot the 59. And the way he lost it, by the way, are you hitting that golf ball? I know hindsight's 2020, but I'm thinking submerged ball. I mean, he, as they said on the broadcast, he banked his whole tournament on that attempt to get that out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and part of the ball was out of the water, and normally that comes out pretty good, but he unfortunately hit the bank and then it came back down and went back in the water again and hit it again and it stuck up on the bank and then unfortunately just ended up losing it. But I'll tell you what, that Highsmith kid, He made the cut right on the button and shot 64-64 in the last two rounds to win that golf tournament. And that's amazing playing the last 36 holes.
So with that said, then you go to this week. He got Shane Lowry, very popular player. European Ryder Cupper, though, but he's being chased by Wyndham Clark, who is going to be an American Ryder Cupper, all likelihood. And so Shane Lowry there at 8-under par, two-shot lead over Wyndham Clark. And then you got a President's Cupper and Corey Connors from Canada there at 5, along with Colin Morikawa and Russell Henley there at 4 with the likes of Rory McIlroy and Jason Day. How about that 64 on Friday for Jason Day, huh?
Yeah, that was great playing. Shot 76 in the first round and then backed it up with 64 on Bay Hill. That's playing some good golf. You know, this is a golf course that has four par fives. So when there's not a lot of wind, they're very scoreable, and a few of them that you can hit it on and have a chance for an eagle, and then have chances for birdies as well. But this is a golf course that's extremely tough. The greens are very, very firm, and they're very, very fast. And when you get that compiled with wind, like happened in the first round, and is projected to happen again in the final round, then guys are going to have difficulty shooting some good scores and maybe shooting in the 60s.
Anybody paying attention to Russell Henley, by the way, who in his last four starts, he's got a tie for 6th, 5th, and 10th. I mean, that's pretty dang good, right? You're talking Sony, Pebble Beach, and Cognizant last week where he finished 6th. So Henley's one of these guys. He is... Bob, what would you guess his world ranking is?
I would say he's probably in the top 30.
Yeah, top 30. That's what I would think. Maybe 30, 35. Yeah. He's 14th.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's sneaky.
That's what I'm saying.
He plays good in big events and in major championships, and he got a taste of it playing the President's Cup this last year, being on that team. So I'm sure he wants to be on the Ryder Cup team this year. That's one of his goals. And I'll tell you what, he's really looking good for his play and the possibility of that, because currently he ranks 7th on the Ryder Cup list.
Oh, okay. Also tied with him sitting right there is Rory McIlroy.
Yep.
You know, and you know, you start looking at the players next week, the Masters coming up. Rory's always going to be a big story. He's so far this season, he's only played 2 official PGA Tour events.
Correct.
And he's won one of them. I mean, that's 50% win percentage is going to do pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. But, you know, Rory likes this course. He likes the TPC. And then we'll probably see him again at the Masters.
You still picking Rory for that career Grand Slam at Augusta?
You know, the sentimental pick, I got him. I got to pick it.
Sticking with it.
And just like I've got to pick Jordan Spieth the next month at the PGA.
Jordan got a little bit, you could tell he was a little bugged by not getting the sponsors in this week.
He was upset.
Yeah, he didn't like that. He's like, look, I've been hurt, man. I'm still Jordan freaking Spieth. I mean, that's basically what he was saying.
Yep.
You know, I had to be playing here. But, you know, in fairness, I love what was pointed out. He didn't play until it became a signature event.
Yep.
He had to take some weeks off. He chose to take that off because he was like to play in Texas, his home state. Mm-hmm. And I get that. And you got to play, kind of got to limit your starts between, you know, this time of year leading up to Augusta. You got to sort of have your, whatever fits your preparation for major championships. You know, you're going to play players, you know, you're going to, you know, obviously going to be there at the Masters. So what are you cutting out, you know, to keep yourself fresh and ready to go, but still sharp at the same time. It's an interesting balance. Some guys play their way into majors. Others like to sit out the week before and just do prep. Do you have a preference, by the way, or is it just whatever works for the players in your mind?
Whatever works for the player. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen a lot of guys not play, but then a lot of guys do. But it just depends. It just depends on what feels good to you. Justin Thomas is also lurking up there, and he's been playing some good golf. He's at 3-under par. A lot of guys are saying that he's a guy you got to look at for next week or even at the Masters. Keegan Bradley, the Ryder Cup captain. It's kind of interesting with him and his comments, on Full Swing on Netflix. But you know, as so far as what has been talked about, Keegan Bradley feels like if he makes the top six, of course, you know, then he's on the Ryder Cup team and being the captain. But he's like, if he's like seven or eight, then he's going to talk to the players and say, what do you guys think? Should I pick myself or should I focus mainly on captaincy? And I think if he's outside the top six, then the players are going to tell him, focus on the captaincy.
Hey, Bob, before we run out of time here, we mentioned Ryder Cup standings. What, yep. Where are we at? Like, just let's just talk Team USA right now.
Okay.
Who's our team right now? Who's the points go to?
Well, the top two guys are the guys that have been hurt. Xander Schauffele just made the cut on the button at plus four this week, and it's his first start back for months. So Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele are one and two. Bryson DeChambeau, number three, of course, U.S. Open champion. Then you've got Colin Morikawa, Maverick McNealy, and Patrick Cantlay round out the top six at the moment. Then those are followed up by Russell Henley at seven, Tony Finau at eight, Brian Harman at nine, Billy Horschel at 10, Harris English 11, Justin Thomas 12, Wyndham Clark is at 13, and last week's winner, Joe Highsmith is at 15.
I like you dropping Highsmith on him.
That's pretty good. Sahith Theegala at 16.
Okay. So. All right. You know, look, Bryson's hanging in there, as you mentioned.
Yep.
He doesn't get a lot of starts.
Nope.
I think he's a good Ryder Cupper, and he would be really good in New York.
Yes, he would.
Maverick McNealy, that'd be a new opportunity for him. Yes. Patrick Cantlay's slipping a little bit. I mean, Henley's on the rise. Tony's slipping a little. Brian Harman probably slipping a little bit. So I think Billy Horschel, you probably want him on that team, right? I mean, the way he likes to get after it. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But when we come back, we'll welcome in America's favorite caddy. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried & Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried & Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Let's see. What did Jack Sparrow say? You got to get yourself a girl, mate.
Well.
Oh, my caddy.
I don't know. I mean, it could be that's what put me in this state of mind.
Oh, you're looking to hyphenate some names? Okay, well, let's leave it there.
Oh boy,
that was something. Boy. Hey, let's quickly shift before we lose you down some other random rabbit hole. When Arnold Palmer this week, right? I mean, every time you have the Arnold Palmer Invitational, you know everybody thinks about the King and Palmer, and I know you have stories. You had the chance to be around the King. Tell us when you flip it on, you see Bay Hill, you think Arnold Palmer Invitational. What are some things that come to mind?
Well, we're going to have to cut what I'm going to say next and edit it off the show. But have you guys ever seen the statue of Arnold Palmer at the first tee at Bay Hill?
No, never been to Bay Hill.
I have.
All I know is that when you, Bob, tell me this isn't true. When you walk past, I heard there's women who have walked past that. See, I told you you'd have to cut this one off, but I would know. That's one thing though about Bay Hill. You want to see the statue of Arnold Palmer by the first tee. It's just awesome. It's a great statue of the King. It's huge, right? It's way bigger than life. And that's something that nobody knows until you go to Bay Hill. It's just neat to see it.
How many times you been around Bay Hill and? Man, there's a lot of water on that golf course, and this is sure playing tough this week.
Bay Hill is just legit hard. It's one of the top handful of hardest courses on the tour. You know what really made it hard for us one year? We actually teed off on our second round after sunset. How about that?
Really?
We teed off after sunset. Yep. And we played one hole and then turned around and walked back in because it was dark.
That's
that
unique.
Was a weird one.
Yeah, that's unique.
The rough at Bay Hill, man, it's just legit. You just can't do the normal stuff out of it. And then you got all the water, you know, a hole like 18 or 13. If you miss the fairway, now the fun begins. You got to make decisions. 18's brutal when you miss the fairway right because there's a little neck of fairway up there. It's real narrow. You got to go over the water with almost any shot out of the right rough. And it's just super thick over there. You do not want to miss it right on 18 at Bay Hill. And then you got OB left. And there's guys hitting irons out of bounds this week off merchandise tents and stuff. It's crazy.
Cats and dogs living together. Total chaos.
I'm telling you, the new 17th hole where they took out that Davis Love bunker. You know why I call? You remember why I call it the Davis Love bunker, right, Bob? Remember that?
Tell me,
Davis. This was priceless. So Davis is playing. I think it's Saturday, maybe, and he's in the bunker and he hits his shot out. He's not real happy with it, and he takes his club. I don't know if it was putter actually or his sandwich, but he kind of just taps the sprinkler head. Sort of in anger, but not really hard at all. He just kind of like, you know, barely taps it in frustration, and it goes like, it just busted like a geyser comes out. They have to stop play. And I just thought, you know, Davis Love is one of the, he's one of the last five guys who you think would break a sprinkler head on the 17th hole during a tournament, right? It's never going to happen. And he, it just, that made it so much better that it was Davis that did it. That was pretty funny.
That's
but they
story.
Took that bunker out.
They yeah, took they the took bunker the bunker out. That right front bunker.
That's it. It's like a par 3.5 now. It's so hard. That hole's always been hard. And that green is dead. That, you know what makes that hole tough that no one talks about? That green is dead flat. It's pool table flat. So that makes it extremely difficult to make a short putt because you just don't know if it's going a hair left or a hair right. And the hole gets like half the size all of a sudden. Nobody thinks about that on putts, right? But a dead flat green is really tough to make a short putt on.
What about a firm, hard, fast green? Because that's what they are this week.
They are firm. They are firm. We know how the caddy feels about firm conditions. I mean, that's the tough one. But that hole, that's scary too. It's way elevated. It's 230 yards. You're looking down there and it's like, man, I just can't even breathe on this shot to the right or it's going in the water, especially with the bunker not there to help you anymore. Yeah, the king's got to be smiling at that one. He likes that one.
All right, so you brought the king up again. I asked you for an Arnold Palmer story, and you went to the statue and then moved on to the golf course. Does that mean you didn't have a lot of interaction with Palmer?
I spoke to him once or twice on the Champions Tour, really briefly. Unfortunately, no. I've certainly heard tons of stories. I did hear that if you wandered down to Bay Hill just to play, and if you walk past him or something, he just invites you to come play with him. Like a lot of, he just, some random person who just showed up, he's like, yeah, come on, let's go. I mean, how good is that? You
That'd
show up
wild.
At Bay Hill and you end up playing the king. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really good. Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So, Caddy, couple of topics this week. Also coming out of Bay Hill, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, was there. Bob and I have been talking about this on the show, but I want to get your take. He was talking about this LIV deal and potentials, and essentially this was, he was on with Rich Lerner. He spoke to the media as well, but these are comments from Golf Channel and Rich Lerner, and this is basically what he stated is the current status of a deal.
I go back to last week's meeting in the White House, and first of all, we're very thankful and grateful to President Trump for hosting that meeting. And I would say that, you know, if you look at the commentary coming out of it, we felt it was a very constructive meeting. The president himself commented on the fact that he's optimistic about a deal happening. Yasser himself said at the FII conference that he thought it was a good meeting. So, listen, it was a big step, and we're going to continue to move forward.
I don't know what that means. Big step. I told Bob, I said, you know, if your destination's 1,000 miles away and you took a big step, you're definitely moving forward, but you're not anywhere close to where you need to be.
The art of saying nothing. Right. I will say this. I feel like I'm a little surprised that right now it appears that the tour's figured out, or it has happened, that the LIV just doesn't seem to be having a big detrimental effect on the business of the PGA Tour and the way things are done. And they're kind of just moving along doing their own thing. And, you know, we don't, it doesn't feel like it's a big threat. It feels right now like the LIV is less of a threat than it's ever been to me, to the tour. I'll put it that way. It does stink that you can't tell me there's anybody, spectator, tournament director sponsor, who doesn't want to see some of those guys playing in tour events? Who doesn't want to watch Bryson? You know, how entertaining is Bryson? And, you know, there's a bunch of guys you miss. But when you ask people, ask somebody about the live and this and that, there will be two or three guys. Rom could be one of them. Kepka is often one of them, who you completely forget to mention that we miss until you're reminded. Yeah, by the way, you know, Rom has him. Oh, yeah, Rom. Yeah, yeah, boy, he should be playing. You know, so you really, you know, outside of Bryson, it's like, I just don't think, I want to see those guys playing for sure. And I know all the sponsors do. Probably almost everybody does. But it just doesn't seem to have had a big negative effect on the tour. Like I thought it might have a little more by now.
The big threat was taking players, right? That was the threat. So
right.
I don't know if Yasser's going to double down and say, fine, we're going to throw another $1 billion at your best players. That would be a threat.
Well, they have the pocketbook to do that. But it just doesn't feel like that's going to happen. And I don't know. I know a lot of the contracts of the original guys are coming up in a year or two and have to be redone or not. And that could be very interesting. It doesn't seem like
Piff's already put $5 billion in.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like the Liv has, it doesn't seem like they've had really very much growth in eyeballs on it.
Which has to hurt the negotiations from their side, yeah?
Well,
these guys are supposed to move the needle so much.
Yeah, exactly.
So. One of the things we argued early on, Caddy, is it the stage or the players?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a combination. I'm not trying to say it has to be one or the other, but, you know, doing your thing on the biggest stage, that's what creates a stardom. I don't, you can be the best player nobody's heard of off doing your thing where no one sees it and, you know, doesn't do anything, but you earn it on that biggest stage. That's, to me, that's what creates stars.
That's right. And that's the one thing that the Liv can't, you just can't create a history like the tour has. That takes decades and decades to do. You just can't make that happen all of a sudden. And so look at perfect example. We're at Bay Hill this week, the Arnold Palmer Invitational. It's all about the king. I mean, you know, you can't just make that up out of nowhere.
No.
And then you got the players next week, which is practically a major. And even other events like the John Deere. That's been around forever. It's like immensely popular in that part of the country. It's the big event in Moline, Illinois, every year in the Quad Cities.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Yeah, the pork chop sandwiches. I mean, and there's just so much history wrapped into the tour. And like you said, Brian, that's the stage part.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make the big stage just because you have money. The money just doesn't make the big stage.
Caddy's joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back. We want to get a player's preview. Plus, the commissioner had something to say about slow play. I want to play that for you and get your take on that. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weisskopf Championship designed golf course is next level with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
Looking for low spin, more speed, maximum forgiveness, or better control? With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Dial in your control, dial in your distance, dial in your speed. Unlock your best golf with our fastest, most fittable driver. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank.
Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee, more control with your irons, more spin with your wedges, and more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. Continuing now with America's favorite caddy here on Real Golf Radio. So, caddy, we left off. We're talking about some of Monahan's comments to Rich Lerner on Golf Channel. And he did go on to talk about slow play. Rich asked him, what is he hearing fans? What are fans telling them when in regards to slow play? Here was his response.
We hear fans, and we're, you know, we're listening and we're responding. I think what they say ultimately is through the broadcast that they want to see more golf shots. And ultimately they want to see players playing faster. So, you know, coming out of our player advisory council meeting last night, we're going to between the Masters and the PGA Championship, test distant measuring devices on the PGA Tour. We are going to test on the Korn Ferry Tour the system in place and look to move up the application of stroke penalties, test that on the Korn Ferry Tour. And I think you're going to see this organization, with the support of our players, share more statistics about pace of play in the public realm.
Wow. Like, that was a long way to say, hey, we hear you. I think it's the broadcast fault. But just to show you, we're going to try some range finders, and we're going to apply a few more penalties on the Korn Ferry Tour. See if that works. What do you think, Caddy?
I think that's a good summary of what he said. I do think every TV producer or director, whatever the correct term is, who's putting that, they're painting a picture, and they have different ideas of how to do that. And so I think people would enjoy seeing more golf shots, you know, boom, 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 than a lot of other stuff. When the tournament starts winding down on Sunday afternoon, the story, right, instead of showing 42 different guys taking shots all over the place. But I don't really know what I'm talking about because I don't operate that business. I just watch it. But the stroke play penalty thing on the Korn Ferry Tour to experiment is very interesting. That's a very, you know, my opinion is you can take pills all you want to treat your symptoms, but you got to treat the disease, and you do that by simply having a shot clock, and that's where the shot penalties happen. That's a big deal. That's being real serious about it, and that'll make it change. If you do it, it'll make it change. How can it not?
Well, and we've seen that on TGL. I mean, they got 40 seconds on TGL. The shot clock's only gone off one time, and that was a putt with Tiger. But for the most part, guys are hitting a shot in within 15 to 20 seconds. So do you put a cart with every group with a digital shot clock on it, and it resets every time somebody hits a shot?
That's the big question, is how do you do this? Because you have situations where it's very easy to hit a shot quickly, and then you might have a situation where you need to take more time to figure things out or clear the crowd out of the way or whatever. So I think it just judging from that alone, I think it needs to be a cumulative thing that is the average of a bunch of shots over time before something happens. So, you know, one particular thing doesn't get you that penalty. It's when you exceed an average over time and then you get the penalty. I think that's the way to do it.
So let's talk about this shot clock thing for a minute, because we have seen it on TGL. One of the things they give the teams in TGL is a timeout. So if you're needing a little extra prep, they see the clock's running down, they call a timeout, they get an extra 30 seconds or 15 seconds. I can't remember. It might actually be 20 seconds.
Yep.
And then they hit the shot clock, the 40 seconds starts again, correct? So you effectively get one more minute by calling a timeout. That's what it is. So let me ask you this. If, to me, that's reasonable, because you're going to have some situations that come up. There's a lot of nuances to this. One, when do you start the clock? Two, who's watching the clock? Is it the caddy or the player? And then what's your strategy for when to use the timeout? And how many timeouts do you get? Do you get one per nine? And if you did one per nine, and that's an extra 2 minutes in the round, I think otherwise that speeds up play.
If they institute a timeout into golf, I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm done with the game.
No, but the timeout could actually still speed things up, because you have a hard, fast penalty.
I'm done if they do a timeout.
Oh, wow.
Here's what I do. The ones where you're going to take additional extra time to do something are actually few and far between. Those don't happen that often. When do those happen? Those happen when you have an obstruction in your way, or you have to move people or tell people to stop moving before you hit a shot. Those are things you don't really control. So the obstruction in your way takes more time to think through. So it's kind of easy for the officials doing the clock watching to just kind of look at someone who's, okay, they're over here, they're in a weird spot, they got to move the crowd, they got trees in their way. That's just going to take more time. So you don't put the clock on them right then.
Right.
But for every normal shot, you hit it down the fairway, you're just in the rough, you're in a bunker, that's all stock stuff. It doesn't take that long to make the decision on it. Or it shouldn't, let's say. And yeah, so I don't. See, everybody has their ideas about what slows play down. I think if you ask players and caddies, like if you said, okay, what slows play down? My first thought would be guys have time to prepare for a shot while another guy's hitting and they don't do it. They're not, right. I mean, you could be ready to almost go. If you're not the first guy hitting, when his ball's in the air, you should almost be setting up to your shot. You just had a minute and a half to think about it. Why do I need another 45 seconds? Right?
Yep.
As long as I can get my number on that ball and get out of the first guy's way, my clock should almost start then. I mean, really think about it. The first guy has 45 seconds to hit his shot and you're hitting after him. Why should you now effectively have 90 seconds to hit your shot? If you're a third guy, you got 2 minutes to hit your shot. Right?
Yep.
That's where it slows down, is when the guys take too long. The second guy or the third guy kind of doesn't even, it looks like they're not even thinking about it sometimes.
Yeah. And how do they speed it up on the greens then?
Yeah. If you're the third guy to hit from the fairway and you're having a discussion with your caddy when it's your turn, how did you not have that discussion before it was your turn? Right?
So interestingly enough, in a cut that I didn't play, commissioner said that at Torrey Pines at the Genesis a couple weeks ago, when they played threesomes, they played in, let me get this right, I think it was 5 hours, 20 minutes. And when they played twosomes on the weekend, they were four. I think it was like four. It was about a 45-minute delta between having twosomes or threesomes, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, Torrey Pines is it's a bad example to use as your baseline, because those were windy conditions in an extremely hard golf course where you had to take forever on a 1.5-foot putt to make sure it didn't blow you offline where you were tapping it in. That's an outlier. It always has to be a sample of a lot more stuff to get the real story. So Torrey's just, everything's going to be slow at Torrey under those conditions, whether you're playing a single or a threesome or a foursome or whatever. So I think Torrey's just.
The twosome number was good awkward. Though. I want to say it was 350. Yeah. It was under 4 hours. That's twosomes.
Under Torrey. 4 hours?
I think it was. Yeah. I think that's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so I got a problem with that. Why isn't a twosome playing in less than 3 hours? If I go out with somebody else walking a golf course, we're playing in less than 3 hours as a twosome. There's no way it's taking more than an hour and a half to play nine holes. There's no way.
Well, it depends on what's in front of you, right? That's if you have nothing impeding your progress.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, though, I mean, the twosome, that number on the twosome's too slow. It should be 3.5. What is it, 3.5 or less?
Should be.
It should be.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Just because it's under four. Go to Cherry Hills here and look at the wall of shame. If you play in like more than 3 hours and 45 minutes as a foursome, your name goes on the wall of shame when everybody walks into the clubhouse. It's not a pain in the butt to play Cherry Hills at a fast pace, I can tell you that. I mean, they got it figured out, right?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, they need to put a wall of shame for players on the PGA Tour.
I mean, it's just anyway.
Okay, Katie, let's jump back in here. So Monahan said they're going to test range finders, essentially. He calls them distance measuring devices between the Masters and the PGA. Will that have any bearing on pace of play? And the only case that they seem to make for it is if you're at a position, you don't have to go out to the fairway, find a sprinkler, and step it off, right?
Range finders add time to the amount of time it takes to make a decision most of the time. They're a great time saver on the outliers when you're way offline and it could take you forever to get a number. I don't think you'll notice the additional time it adds to the process to use a range finder. The reason I'm telling you it's additional time is because it is. When you walk up to the ball, you're the first guy to hit the first. This is all that matters is the first guy, by the way. Because the second and the third guy have tons of time to get their number when you get to your threesome on a hole. So the first guy is the guy who needs to get that info and hit the ball fast. That's how you speed up play. So what is he doing that's different? Well, how much time, how often, if he gets up there and that pin's not in the hole and the group's putting, I can't fire my laser now. I got to wait. Right? So the caddy's going to get the number, or the caddy's all done. They're ready to go. When the pin goes in, what are you going to do? Hit it with a laser now and add another 5 seconds? Right? Mm. So you can get your approximate number if you, you know, zap somebody tapping in. But in general, at the tour level, the laser is going to help when you're in a weird spot where there's
kind of out of hard position. To figure yeah. out.
Most yeah. of the time, 95% of the time, it's not going to do you a lot of good, and it might even add a little bit to it. So net, you're not going to see any difference in pace of play by using a laser.
Interesting.
There's just way too much information we can't get with it. We got to get it anyway.
Caddy, we got about 3 minutes. We got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Why don't you let us know a little bit about the Players' Championship and TPC Sawgrass, what it's looking like this year.
Oh, well, we got some course changes going on. We backed up the tees on 2. We backed up the tee on 6. You know that tree that hangs out over front of you on 6, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, that tee's 15 yards longer. Think about that.
Mm.
You got to go under that tree a little bit. And where else did we back up a tee? Backed up a tee on 11. We lengthened 11 by about 15. And we lengthened 16 by about 10 or 15. So there's some extra length to the course. Otherwise, it's, you know, kind of same old, you know, fairways, greens and everything. I got a photo. I should send it to you guys. It almost looks, the course looks so good. You think this photo is AI generated. Got a photo from behind the 11th green that we took, and it's like, wow, that's a real picture. I mean, it looks great. It looks really good. So there you go. Ready to go. I get excited about the players.
Who do you like next week? You going Scotty with a three-peat? No one's ever repeated. Now he's going for a three-peat.
Oh, man. Well, I wouldn't bet it. Would you bet against Scotty at the Players Championship?
No.
Would you bet against him?
Not at the Scotty Masters? And Teddy. No. That's for sure.
You know, I think,
he's the odds on favorite, plus 350.
Could be Rory's time at the Players. His game's good. Typically the Players rewards the best ball striker, and that's Scotty Scheffler, ladies and gentlemen. That's Scotty. So I gotta go with the main man there. I'll give him the three-peat.
How about Colin Morikawa? Speaking of ball strikers.
Yeah, he's tuning it up a little bit, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's kind of found his game back a little bit. Golf is weird, you know? Like look at Max Homa and Morikawa. They've gone in different directions. Guys from the same college, right? They've gone different directions, haven't they? You know, Max played real well. Colin kind of dropped off. Now Colin's back and Max is struggling. And golf's brutal, man. It just takes so little at this level to lose your game. It's like walking a tightrope all the time with no safety net underneath you. That's why we have a temporary insanity. That's why everybody goes crazy. It's just that, it's that fine a line on, you know, making money and losing your job.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Caddy, you're the best. We appreciate it. We'll talk Players next week, and thanks for the stories, man.
Thank you, gentle men.
I am going to build a statue just for the caddy based on this this interview here. That'll do it for us. Thanks to Adam Shupak, who joined us from Arnold Palmer Invitational. Dave Glauser is our producer. He's Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. Good to be with you. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.